You like the worship team? Fantastic. God's going to turn it around. I've never heard that song before, but I liked it. Amen. Father, thank you. Thank you for your presence here. Holy Spirit, we're grateful to you. Lord, I just thank you that every person here is important to you. You have a purpose and you have a plan for every life. Have your way, Lord Jesus. I pray your word will speak life to people today. In Jesus' name, and a faith-filled people said together,
amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we started our church at same year, I think maybe even the very same week, August the 14th. We're the same age. I lie. He's actually a few months older than me. I'm not 72 till early next year. You're born 53? He can't remember. 53? I'm born in 54. What a great pastor. The real deal. The real deal. Consistent, faithful. And we like the same things. And so, brothers for life. Amen. You guys can all be seated. God's going to turn it around. Turn it around. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, that you may be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and until the ends of the earth. You shall receive power. The scripture there obviously speaks about the Holy Ghost. And let me start by telling you a story about my oldest son. He's 46 now. Some of you would know him through Hillsong United and the songs he's written, etc. But when he was a little boy, very small, a movie came out called Ghostbusters. And I thought it would be a good idea to take my son to see Ghostbusters. So Bobby, my wife, and I, we took our little boy. And honestly, it was only 5 minutes into the movie. And he had his head in his hands and he was crying. And clearly, it wasn't a good idea at all. So we were only in there really a few minutes. But do I believe in ghosts? Only one. And he is the Holy Ghost. That's right. And it's through the Holy Ghost the Bible teaches us that we can have power. Do you know, the disciples, they thought Jesus was a ghost. He was walking on water. And when they saw him in the mist, the Bible says they cried out in fear and said, it's a ghost. But it wasn't a ghost. It was just Jesus doing Jesus type things. Walking on water, as you do. Well, the Holy Spirit, he's a ghost who's not going to hurt you. He's going to help you. The Bible describes him as your helper. He's not going to scare you. He's going to comfort you. The Bible also talks about him as the comforter. The comforter has come. He's not a ghost to run from. He's a ghost to run to. He's described as your advocate. Come alongside, it says in the Amplified. You'll come alongside. Get that picture of the Holy Ghost. You'll come alongside. Well, the Bible also says he will guide you into all truth. And I love the fact that we can live lives led by the Holy Spirit. In Romans, the scripture teaches us that those that are led by the Spirit of God, they shall be the sons and daughters of God, the children of God. And so, 2025, the world that we live in, all the toxicity that's around and about us, strife and, thank you. My favorite Puerto Rican. Amen. And when we were told to say to someone next to you, your breakthrough is coming, And I asked him if he's married. He goes, no, no. So I said, your breakthrough is coming. And all the women said. So he will guide you. He will lead you. And where does he lead you to? Certainly not up a dead end. Not up a blind alley. No, the word says he will guide you into all truth. I believe the Holy Ghost will lead you into Holy Ghost power. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Dunamis. That's the Greek word, dunamis. It means explosive, dynamic power. I was telling the first service that my wife and I were on our honeymoon in 1977 in the South Island of New Zealand. I was born in New Zealand, but spent most of my adult life in Australia. And right now I'm living in Southern California. And so here we were, South Island in New Zealand is beautiful. And so we were going over a mountain pass. I'd borrowed my mother's little Ford car. And all of a sudden there was a man with a stop sign, and we were just a second car to get there. And he came to the window and says, you know, they're just doing some blasting. Well, 9.5 hours later, you see, half the mountain came down, completely blocked the road. By the end, there were thousands of cars. We were second in line, thousands of cars, tour buses, you name it. That's the explosive power, naturally speaking. But think about dynamite power available to you today. The Holy Spirit will lead you into dunamis power. When I was a boy, if you wanted a light on your bicycle, you'd have a little thing called a dynamo. Who remembers dynamos? Everyone who's 71 or 72. I think there's only two of us in the room. And so obviously it was a little wheel that would turn against the wheel of your bicycle and generate power. So Holy Spirit generated power is your portion today. This is not just a spiritual concept. I want to bring it into your real world, into your home, your business, your family, your challenges, your problems, whatever the circumstances in your life. I believe for the Holy Ghost to lead you into power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, so that you may be a witness unto me, Jesus says. Your witness is your testimony. It's your story. I'm believing through Holy Ghost power, your story is going to be an adventure in the faithfulness of God. Maybe you looked at your story right now and you feel like it's not a redemptive story. Maybe there's been challenges. Maybe you have been opposed or abused. But I'm believing with you that Holy Ghost power will cause your witness, your testimony, your story to bring glory to God. Over all the years, pastoring Hillsong Church, we would see young people come in and give their lives to Christ. And often they came from families that were not churchgoers, were not believers, and were cynical, didn't like the fact that their teenagers were coming to church. But over the years, I'd see how God started blessing their lives. As they faithfully served Jesus, they'd get married, and all of a sudden, perhaps, build a business, and their finances start to grow. And they have children, and the children are serving Jesus. And I've seen, not just once, over and over, how cynical, unsaved parents have softened because their testimony, the story, the adventure of their child is one of blessing and favor. And I want to speak that blessing and favor into the lives of people here. And there may be a young person, and your parents don't understand your faith and your relationship with Jesus Christ. But I'm believing you're going to have a testimony and a story, an adventure that just brings glory to God. Just brings glory to God. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, that you may be witnesses unto Jesus, first in Jerusalem. Well, if you live here in St. Louis, this is your Jerusalem. After we make our biggest sacrifices in Jerusalem, our greatest investment of our time and of our finances often is in Jerusalem. Many times your biggest opposition comes in your Jerusalem, at home. I certainly know that was true for Bobby and I. You see, we spent 25 years of sustained media opposition and abuse in Jerusalem, Sydney, Australia. It wasn't just once or twice, it was over and over and over and over and over again. For 25 years, I got falsely accused of a crime in Australia. It was a story, again, that over 25 years was played out, and it was a story created on an entirely wrong premise, which built an entirely wrong narrative. But it was repeated over and over and over again until eventually I found out that I was being investigated by the police. And in 2021, I got accused of a crime and find myself in a criminal trial. And the possibility was 5 years, I think, in jail, maybe 10 years. And I knew in my heart the story was false. People in our world, in our church, they knew the story was false. But 3.5 week trial, that 3.5 weeks was actually over a period of 7 months. And then the lead up to Christmas, I spent 3 weeks every day going up the stairs to the courthouse, every day coming down again, being pushed and, you know, battered by media, sending, yelling out the most outrageous questions. My wife, not just once, but more than once, was jostled against the wall so the press and the media could get to me. This all happened at home. Often your greatest opposition, it may look very different than mine. Finally, after 3.5 weeks of evidence, the judge literally said he found this the exact opposite of what I was accused of, and I was found not guilty and was vindicated. But thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit, who can guide us in our greatest time and lead us in our greatest time of opposition. So maybe there's people here and right now, home for you. There's battles, there's challenges. I love, by the way, the Dave Ramsey little gift I got this morning. Fantastic. As far as I'm concerned, I'm one of the 5,000. I'm a member of Church on the Rock, all right? And so, but it's also where your greatest blessing often starts. I think so many great things happen at home. You know, Jesus, he was completely underestimated at home. He was called a prophet without honor. So that Nazareth, it was a place where Jesus didn't or couldn't do miracles because there was no honor there. And so even Jesus' home for him had its challenges. And there were those who opposed him and just despised him as just a carpenter's son. But can I tell you, great things, great endeavors, great businesses, great things are accomplished from your Jerusalem. Great things. So we started a little church, 1983. We didn't know each other, but on different parts of the world, we started churches same time. I found out today, ours was twice as big as Pastor David's. We had 70 people. 7-0, he only had 35. Well, we had 70 people the first week, 65 people the second week, 53 people the third week, 45 people the fourth week, and I worked out at this rate, there was only going to be 4.5 more weeks until there were no more people. And at that time, I was 29, not quite 30, and we had a little school hall where we met. And right where I preached were gymnastics ropes. And I got a bit too excited one Sunday. I was young and crazy. Now I'm old and crazy. I was just 29, and while I'm preaching, I grabbed one of those gymnastics ropes and swung out over the crowd, which wasn't difficult because they only went back about three rows, swung back again, and just kept preaching. And I didn't think too much about it, but there was a young guy there who went out and started telling all his buddies. He said, "You guys, you should come to this new church." He said, "The pastor swings on a rope like a monkey." And the next week, he brought nine of his friends to church, and all nine of them gave their life to Jesus. The second week, he goes out, brings 11 more people to church. They all gave their lives to Jesus. Third week, 10 more. In 3 weeks, he led 30 people to Jesus Christ. But at the end of that time, he was riding his motorcycle home from the naval base where he worked and lost control and hit a tree and was killed. But you know, the fruit of his life never stopped from that day to this, because I never knew a Sunday after that where people didn't give their life to Jesus at our church. The blessing started at home, and I just want you to be encouraged to know small things that begin at home, God can bring great favor to in Jesus' name. There's people here today, and right now, you're taking baby steps. Just taking baby steps in an endeavor, like just like when we started a church. Do you think we knew then that we would have a church where the songs would be sung globally, where so much blessing? Do you think we knew that then? No, all we knew was what is in front of us, and investing and sowing in and sacrificing at home. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, that you may be a witness in Jerusalem, but then all Judea. Jerusalem and Judea weren't different places. Jerusalem was in Judea. So it's a message of expansion. Isaiah 54, verse 3, get this in your spirit. The scripture says that you will expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will be mighty on the earth. Your descendants will inherit the nations. Take that as a word from the Lord today. Do you know the early church in Acts 6, verse 7, the scripture says, as the word of God spread, the number of disciples multiplied greatly. It was a promise. It's a story. It's a testimony of the early church and how that the early church, not only did it grow, 3,000 and 5,000 were added, not only did it grow, but his influence spread. You shall receive power through all Judea. I'm not even thinking geographically. I'm thinking whatever it is God's called you to do. Not only do I believe with you that he's going to bring increase, I believe he's going to bring expansion. If you're a business person here, and like I said, maybe yours is right now a small business. Perhaps you're already experiencing the favor and the blessing of God. But what I do know is not only do I prophesy over businesses here that God is going to bring increase, I'm going to believe he's going to bring expansion, that your influence will expand. Amen. As the blessing comes and the business grows, maybe you're content to have a small business. But I got news for you. Perhaps the Holy Spirit's got different ideas, because you receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Amen. That you can go from Jerusalem to all Judea. I'm believing with Pastor David, the future of this church, I'm believing not only increase, but expansion. The influence growing. Online ministry all around the globe. I've learned never to underestimate God. Just never underestimate where God can lead you, what God can take you to. As a young boy, not a young boy, as a young man, a young pastor, I sat on a park bench. I was on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. And there's a little group of restaurants there called Sunset Plaza. Behind there was a car lot, and there were park benches to look out over Hollywood, over Los Angeles. And I sat there, and you know, I knew no one in America. Not really. I'd virtually never been to America. I mean, every now and then, American guest speakers would come through our church. My parents were pastors, and so, you know, but I really didn't know anyone in America. And I sat there looking out over the vast expansion of Los Angeles, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and says, I'm going to give you influence in this land, in the United States. I couldn't see how that could possibly happen. No one knew who Hillsong was. Certainly no one knew who Brian Houston was. I could not see how it happened. But of course the day came. The day came when churches all over America were singing the songs we sung, Hillsong song today. What a beautiful name that is. What a beautiful name it is. You're very quiet. I know Pastor David, he's very gentle. Very gentle. I'm a rough diamond Aussie. And so I could not have imagined that churches all over America would be singing the songs. I couldn't even have imagined that our worship teams, Hillsong United, would pack out stadiums, arenas all over America. The last time I ever went to a Hillsong United worship night, it was in Madison Square Garden in New York and was packed. And we could have packed it a second time. They packed the Staples Center. They packed basketball arenas, NBA arenas all over America. And famous venues like Hollywood Bowl and all sorts of other. Why am I telling you all that? I just want to testify to encourage you. I could not see how my little life, born in New Zealand, spent most of my time in Australia, could ever have impact in America. We ended up having a 24-hour television channel based in America. And I could go on and on, not to boast, but just to talk about the faithfulness of God. How could this young man who virtually knew nobody in America have influence and impact through the power of the Holy Ghost? Increase, expansion, influence. I know it's rude to point in church, but I'm talking to specific people here. Impact, expansion, increase in Jesus' name. That you will expand from the right to the left, the Word of God says. And your children, there's a promise for your children. They will inherit the earth. What a powerful, powerful word that is in Isaiah chapter 54. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, that you may be witnesses where? Jerusalem, all Judea, and next is Samaria. Well, it was only a few chapters on that Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ to them. And a move of God broke out. A revival happened in Samaria. But Samarians and Samaritans were different people. When Jesus, at the woman of the well, began to speak to not only, firstly, a Samaritan, but a Samaritan woman, which was so politically incorrect at that time. Just so, I love the way Jesus would break through the barriers and break through restriction and reach people that you could never imagine they would ever meet. So to have Samaria in there, in the promise of the power that the Holy Ghost would come, is quite shocking at one level. But you know, I've learned through my own story and testimony, to never underestimate who your life can impact, who your business can impact, who your maybe ministry can impact, who your children, your family can impact. Never underestimate God, because God, not only will He enable you to perhaps reach people you never imagined you'd be able to reach, but He'll also use people that you never imagined that He could ever use to bring blessing into your world. So often, we box God. We think our blessing is coming from here. We've got it all worked out. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, the blessing comes from over there. It comes from people you would never imagine. I liked in the declaration around the giving. Amen. Surprise checks in the mail. I'm claiming that. I'm claiming that. Hey, listen to me. Never underestimate. You know, you talk about reaching people. The Samaritans, they were a different group of people. It was kind of shocking that there would be a movement towards Samaritans. And obviously, ultimately Cornelius, a Gentile, got filled with the Holy Spirit and his whole household. So don't underestimate who God can enable you to reach and who God will use to bring blessing into your life. One of my favorite Bible stories, Old Testament stories, is that of King Cyrus. You see, God's people, the Israelites, they were under captivity in Babylon. They were estranged from Jerusalem. They were estranged from the temple, which had been destroyed. They were far from home. And a new king emerged. His name was Cyrus. And you know, Cyrus, he wasn't Jewish. He wasn't an Israelite. He was Persian. Today, Persia is Iran. And so this new king, a Persian king, he arises and suddenly he has a decree. Number one, if the Jews wanted to go back to Jerusalem, they could. He was letting the people go. Number two, not only was he going to let them go, he was going to help them, provide for them to rebuild the temple. Number three, he was taking up an offering through all of Babylon to send them on their way. And this is a Persian king. Can you imagine the Ayatollah Khomeini building your next church building? Can you imagine Ayatollah Khomeini being the person God would use to bring blessing into your life? I've learned never to underestimate who God can use. And in your life today, if I could prophesy it, I'd prophesy it over people here today. God is going to bring blessing from the most unlikely sources. Sources you could never, ever have imagined. Amen. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and ultimately the ends of the earth. I was riding a motorbike in Hawaii with a few friends. And it was about 15 years ago. We rode around Oahu. And way over on the north side, the north shore, we went off the beaten track, up a small road, and came across this huge film set. They were making a movie. In fact, it was one of the earliest, I think, Netflix series called Lost. And it's a random film. I didn't even watch it till a couple of years ago. And it gets weirder and weirder and weirder. But on the beach, there was like a perfect replica of a crashed plane. And I didn't know what it was. But in this movie, it's like they're on an island somewhere in the Pacific and they're lost. No one can find them. They don't know where they are. And the great unknown. You know, the will of God in your life. God can take you to the ends of the earth. And again, not necessarily geographically. Just think of the great unknown. So my son, he wrote that song. Spirit, lead me where my faith is without borders, where I walk upon the waters, wherever you may lead me. Oceans, the great unknown, where feet may fail. I'm just reminding you of the lyrics of that song. The great unknown, where feet may fail. It's the adventure of serving Jesus. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. What starts in Jerusalem can end in the will of God for you, the great unknown. You never underestimate where God can lead you, where God can take you, who God can use to bring blessing into your world, to open doors for you. I've learned never, never to underestimate the power of the Holy Ghost. Never. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 speaks of the mystery. There I'll find you in the mystery, the great unknown, where feet may fail, the mystery of his will. It's a mystery. And you just don't know where God can lead you. You just don't know how God can bless you. You just don't know. But it's the wonder. It's that adventure called serving Jesus. You started a church, 35 people, faithful, faithful, faithful over 40 years, but you just don't know. You just don't know. how God can bless, who God can use to bring his promise into your world and into your life. Again, I want to speak that promise about children. Yes, children, the Bible says, shall be mighty on the earth. You just don't know. There's two little twins that we saw earlier in the service. You just don't know. Maybe a president there. Who knows? You just don't know. It's the adventure of serving Jesus. It's the adventure of living through the power of the Holy Ghost, who can take you to the ends of the earth, who can use you in arenas and places you never dreamed was possible. That's the God we serve. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's powerful. I love it so much. I prayed for business people in particular in the first service because I'm believing for increase and expansion on kingdom businesses. When your heart's for the kingdom of God, when you know you're blessed to be a blessing, I'm going to encourage you to press even deeper into the Holy Spirit. Press even deeper into the Holy Ghost, because that's where there's power for God to work the miracles in Jesus' name. If you have a business, like I say, it may be a small business, you're just starting out. It may be a business that's already significant and is a blessing. But wherever you are, I want to pray a prayer of growth and increase and increase and influence. Growth and spread in Jesus' name. Growth and spread. So if you are a business person or a business couple, just stand to your feet right where you are. Give them a big hand. Yeah, come on. Look at them all. Look at them all. I think it's a sign of a healthy church when you have a lot of business people in your church like this. You know, I just want to pray for you guys. I want to really believe God for you. You just don't know. You just don't know. It starts here, where God can lead you, where God can take you, what the great unknown may look like in your life and in your world. You just don't know. It's called the adventure of serving Jesus. A couple right behind you there too. You just don't know. You just don't know. Lord, I speak expansion into every one of these lives. Lord, I just thank you that what starts in Jerusalem, for other, its impact is all of Judea. Ultimately, Lord, to the ends of the earth. Lord, whatever that blessing looks like, whatever the promise is in their life, what starts maybe with opposition at home in Jerusalem, with attack and opposition and great sacrifice, but Lord, your blessing, your favor, your promise is on these lives. Lord, I pray as people declare that they are about the kingdom of God, that they will see you working over and over again, that their testimony, their story, their witness will be unto Jesus. It will glorify God. Father, I just believe for that in every single one of these businesses. You know, your labor, when it glorifies God, if you're about glorifying God, your work in your business is not just work and business, it's your worship. Because you're bringing glory to God. It's your worship. And so I just pray as business people determine that putting you first in their life, Lord, as they're led by the Holy Ghost, Lord, may it be worship unto you. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Give these business people one more big hand. You can be seated. You can be seated. I wonder if I could ask you one more question. It's a simple question. Have you ever personally made a conscious choice to surrender ownership of your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? He is for you. He's not against you. If you have never had that kind of encounter, well, you know that you know that Jesus came into your world, that Jesus came into your life. I believe today can be the day. I believe this service right now, people can make a declaration of Jesus, surrender your life to him. The Bible says if you ask him to come into your life, he will come in. It's a promise, and he will abide in you. He will live in you. that can start today by opening your heart up, allowing me to pray with you that Jesus Christ becomes your Lord. If you've never been saved, you've never been born again, you've never really opened your life up to that God encounter, may today be your day in the name of the Lord. Maybe at some point you prayed a prayer inviting Jesus into your life, but you're not living right. You're not walking with Jesus. That great adventure I talked about today that can start right here in St. Louis, your Jerusalem. It could start today if you decide to bring Jesus back into the center of your life. If you've never made a declaration of Jesus Christ as Lord in your life, I'd love to pray for you. And in just a moment, I'm going to count to three. And on three, I'm going to ask every single person everywhere who's never encountered Jesus like that. If you say, Brian, when you pray for people to be saved, to be born again, when you pray for people to make their peace with God, when you pray for people to make their conscious choice for Jesus, will you include me in that prayer? Just a moment, I'm going to count to three. And if you say, Brian, include me in that prayer, on three, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. And I've got faith to believe there'll be many hands. Not just one or two, many hands. Maybe, like I say, you at one point prayed that prayer, but you're not living right, and you want today to be the day that you come back to Jesus at the center. So when I count to three, on three, you raise your hand, and I'm going to believe today for people to join the kingdom of God, for Jesus Christ to come in and invade your world as you make it a conscious decision to encounter Jesus in your life. Can we all stand for a minute? Everybody, can we just stand to our feet? Maybe just close your eyes for a minute. And like I say, on three, if you say, Brian, include me in that prayer, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. And you're raising your hand, making a choice, making a decision that Jesus Christ will be your Lord. So you ready for that? Ready to raise your hand on three? Here we go. One, two, three. Lift your hands right now. Lift them high. So many of you. So many of you. Thank God for every single one of you. Thank God He's got a purpose and a plan for your life. Thank God you can know the power of the Holy Spirit. But it all starts at a relationship with Jesus. And so I think we should give all these people a big congratulations. Come on, let's encourage them. Let's congratulate them. And out loud, boldly, I'm going to ask you to repeat this prayer after me. But those of you who raised your hand, you pray to Jesus, because I believe today is today. We'll all pray out loud to support you and to stand with you. But if you raise your hand, you pray this to Jesus, this is your day. You ready? You're ready to boldly pray this prayer? Everybody, the whole church family? Here we go. Dear Jesus, this is the moment I surrender my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. From this moment, because of you, Jesus, my sins are forgiven. I'm a child of God. A new creation, a follower of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your love and grace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Come on, give them one more big, big, big congratulations. And by the way, thanks for Pastor David mentioning JesusFollowers.tv. The podcast is called Leadership and Other Stuff with Brian Houston. And what a joy to be here. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time. Here he comes.
Thanks for watching this week's message. One way for you to connect here at Church in the Rock is through the God is For You classes. These classes are designed to teach you about the culture, mission, and values of Church in the Rock and about your God-given design. You can take these classes anytime by going to our website at cotr.org/God is For You. And if you want to know about all the incredible things we have here at Church on the Rock, make sure to visit our website at cotr.org. And never forget, God is for you.